Hey guys, it's Michelle Collins. Welcome to the Michelle Collins Show. It's my show, and I'm thrilled you're here. We're going to be bringing you episodes every single week with different co-hosts, the same usual nonsense, off-the-cuff humor, news, advice, pop culture. I know it's a novel concept for a podcast, but what can I say? I'm an innovator. That's what I do. You'll be getting episodes every week, but if you want to hear daily episodes, you can head over to my Patreon. That's www.patreon.com/MishCall, MichColl. I have co-hosts every single day. It's funny. It's loose. It's authentic. I do weekly episodes with my mother. If you're curious as to how someone is made this way, I highly recommend tuning into those and some video content as well, which is exciting. I'm off to contour, but I want you to enjoy this episode. It's fabulous. We adore you and we look forward to seeing you over on the Patreon. It's Michelle Collins. Welcome to a brand new episode of Midnight Snack with Michelle Collins. And of course, I always try to mix it up every show. How can I mix it up? And of course, handsome as ever, sipping a brown, just a milky brown liquid out of a Nalgene bottle. Yeah. It's Dan Acton. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Michelle. This bottle has caused me problems, actually. So it was really hot and I've switched back to eating Huel. Is like,
you're on Huel again?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm back on my Huel.
You know, when Dan's on Huel, he gets hangry. I feel like there's a different Hulk version of you when you're Hueling out, and I'm not sure if I'm ready for it, but okay, continue. So
it has a lot of like, it has like manly vitamins that like really it does make you angry, actually. Yeah.
Wait, am I wrong to say, not that I have ever seen you be angry, but I do think it gives you an edge that you don't have when you're not on Huel. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're right. Cause like,
see? That's how well I know you.
Yep. I'm correctly nutrition filled and I have no
horny
patience for, I think so. Maybe it boosts your testosterone or something.
Oh, wow. Then please remind me never to try it, because the last thing I need is to get my face lasered again after like $45,000 of hair lasering. Remind me not to ever sip on Huel. And by the way, this show brought to you by... No, continue.
I wish.
I know, me too.
No, but I had this like huge Nalgene bottle with like its big wide open mouth, like a wide mouth bottle.
Classic and Nalgene.
And I didn't have... It's sea glass. It's like the best color. And I brought it to this like co-working space that I've been working at last week, and I didn't have time to like eat anything. And I was just like, but it also looks stupid, as you just saw, to like drink out of this huge thing.
It really looks dumb. I mean, I wouldn't have even, I'm proud of myself that I even clocked that it was Nalgene, because I only saw it for about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But I have such a specific memory because it is a real Barnard trait to, I didn't have one, but to walk around with a Nalgene bottle is the height of being a Barnard college student. I can assure you, Greta Gerwig rocked Nalgene at Barnard.
Yeah,
I
with
can
like Tevas and
Oh, anyway, go on.
So I like kind of hid it underneath, like I kept it, it was a busy table. And so I kind of like didn't want to, it looks disgusting. I put on the floor next to me and I would like sneak a little sip out of it every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm there for like, 2 hours. I'm like, oh, I got, I go use the bathroom and I look at my face in the mirror and there's this dried crescent shape, because the bottle is so wide, like across my complete bridge of my nose. Of like dried like chocolate.
You know, forget the milk mustache. Dan had like a Huel like a brow ridge. What do you call it? Like a caveman ridge.
Yeah, it was like a monobrow. Yeah,
exactly. Like the baby on The Simpsons. Yeah. Wow. By the way, what's it with you? And last week's, the whole first 10 minutes of the episode was dedicated to a man licking a yogurt bowl. Now we're opening with brown like sludge, literally sludge, in a Nalgene bottle that's leaving disgusting things on your face. Can we just try to curb this in the future weeks? I don't need to start it with like some sort of, vessel, like some vessel with something milky in it as a favor. Thank you.
I think when you find something that works, like
you have a point. You really have a point. Well, that is funny. I bought, this is, I mean, now that we're on the subject, this is so boring that I don't even want to say it, but I always fool myself into thinking I need those water bottles, not Nalgene, because there's also like a stink. I don't know. The plastic of a Nalgene sickens me. The Nalgene does not turn me on, but there was a major sale when I was in London at this fancy home store. And you know, the company, Hey, I think it's a Danish home company. So
yeah, I get their emails like every day.
Oh, they're the most beautiful stuff. But they had this big Hey insulated water, you know, jug. Okay. I mean, it's big with a big plastic handle on it. And I thought to myself, because, you know, I'm walking and stuff. It's hot out. I thought this is the perfect. I got to get it. It was like $30. I go, I got to get it. Because when I go on my walks, this has the perfect handle. Like as though I'm going to hold it, you know, by this clutch handle. I mean, I don't even know what I'm doing. It is sitting,
like
I'm looking at
like
it.
A bottle of bleach or something. Like you can really like wrap your hand around it.
No. It's like a top handle, like a shopping bag almost.
Nice.
Okay. Anyway, I promise more interesting stuff is coming, but I haven't ever used it. Still sitting on my counter. It's been 2 weeks. Okay. Dan, hi. Great opening as usual. It's funny because on yesterday's show, I really debated who to read the Lizzo lawsuit with because it was so spicy and funny and terrible. I mean, I'd say terrible is the first word I should have used. It's just awful. And I really feel for the girls who are suing her and her management. Did you read any of it?
No, I saw the headline and then I got distracted. I actually don't know what the details
Classic
are.
Classic Dan. Let me guess. Yeah. Now, Gene Sip, what took your attention? Can I just, harbor a guess?
It's making coffee. I was out of oatmeal. I had to make, whatever.
Okay. Well, anyway, trying to get you off of whatever beat this is. I don't know.
Yeah.
So there are parts of it. I'm not going to reread it here because, I mean, we legitimately on the show yesterday, I read the spiciest parts of it. But there's just two paragraphs, the two like dirtiest ones that I do want to read you. I have to do a control find to find them. But one of Lizzo's choreographers, her name is, and I'm not over the name. I talked about the name yesterday. I hate to tell you, I'm still not over it. It's Shirlene Quigley.
Okay.
I can't explain it. It's my cellar door, Shirlene Quigley. It just sounds so funny and nice. I love it.
Did she try to get somebody to go down under?
Why? Explain the joke. I mean, I get
Quigley down under.
Oh
my God.
That's funny. I'm telling you, it's because Dan's on Huel. He makes references I don't get. That's the Huel talking for those who don't know. Anyway, so Quigley Down Under. What is that? Remind me what that is.
That is a Western with like Tom Selleck, I think, from 1990.
Alan Rickman. It makes sense that I wouldn't get the reference because Tom Selleck is someone who I never had any overlap with growing up. I didn't watch Hawaii 5-0, never heard of this really. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a great joke. I'm sorry I didn't get it. Wow. Maybe it's me. Sorry. Maybe I need a sip of Huel. Anyway, she did get anyone to go down under, but you will laugh from this because apparently she's like a mega, mega religious Christian and would constantly proselytize and, with these girls who, whatever their religion is, they just didn't want to hear it. And in fact, it was just wild. And in fact, she posted a video, a response vid, I think on Tuesday, which was completely just praise God, and it's her right to think that that's fine,
Yeah.
But even that being her response, my friend Chris Murphy was like, oh, so Lizzo's guilty because it just falls exactly in line with the lawsuit, like everything. So anyway, but this just has me dying because so apparently she's like very against premarital sex, but also whether or not she's had it, I don't know. I also don't know how old she is necessarily, but it says here, Ms. Quigley also had a party trick in which she would simulate oral sex on a banana in front of the rest of the dance cast. Can you imagine this woman? It's like 90% Jesus. What?
No, I mean, it's like, wasn't that the Madonna thing? Like, what was that documentary?
That, but and also, that. Where was it where Andy Dick in, was it Bridesmaids, one of them, where he was like blowing the thing. So there's that. And, but then this also, Ms. Quigley's sexually inappropriate behavior didn't stop at faux fellatio. The lawyer writing this must have had, this is the most fun thing to write about. It's like E.L. James. You know, you get to write this fanfic about these ladies. Despite her staunch beliefs in opposition to premarital sex, she had no problem sharing her masturbatory habits with the dance cast, often stating things to the effect, you ready? Masturbating is against my religion, but today I had an oopsie. I had to read that to Dan. I'm sorry. I know I talked about it yesterday. The moment my eyes took in today, I had an oopsie. I was like, Dan's got to hear it. I'm sorry.
Lock her up.
Lock her up is right. And then it goes, Ms. Quigley's sexually explicit comments were so pervasive, the entire dance team knew about her sexual fantasy of having 10 penises on her face.
Wow.
This is a legal document.
That would be hard.
Anyway, that's what I said.
I mean, even I said, logistically, like how many people can stand around?
That's what I said. Look, I have a head the size of the Easter Island, guys. I mean, you know what I'm dealing with. And even on me, that would be a struggle. Like, unless, you know, it's almost like a Chinese riddle, like with the chopsticks. Unless they were extremely well endowed, standing far away, you know, that how would you shove 10 on one face?
Hey, 10. That's hard.
Very interesting. Very. I need the Mythbusters to get in on this.
Yeah.
Figure out if it's even possible.
Six total.
Easy. Dan, you should know.
Oh, maybe.
don't me.
this is going to be tomorrow's headline.
No, but six makes sense.
Well, maybe if you're like side stale, if there, people are if guys are standing like side saddle, like with their side fit, and they're really holding them, and then they can swing it over, maybe.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Like five on each side.
Yeah.
But also, how is that even a fantasy? Just by the time we've logistically lined them up, I'm not in the mood.
Like, well, she's the choreographer, so.
Oh, that's funny, actually. Yeah, maybe a pyramid shape.
Yeah,
like bigs like, on the bottom, mids middle.
It's like those feather boas over. That like fan out from like Miss Piggy and like Muppets Take Manhattan or something. It's just perfectly
just aligned and laid. Yeah. I'm not going to read the banana bar paragraph again because, frankly, that one is a little bit more depressing because they basically forced one of the dancers who was a virgin and everyone knew that and they mocked her for it. Forced her to like touch a woman's breast on stage. This was here in Amsterdam, actually. And they were just like harassing her and making her feel like shit in this club where one of the things is women shooting dildos out of their holes. I'm like, oh my God, that's Pilates. You must be doing your hundreds because I can't even, that takes a lot of strength. Shoot the shit out. Just saying, that's a real trick. Dan has absolutely no idea. It's the one thing I've stumped Dan on.
Yeah, I don't
know. You really shut. Wasn't there another thing you had no clue about and I got mad at you? I forget what that was. There was another female health
like
thing.
Doggy style.
Oh my God. I'm sorry I brought it up. The doggy style thing killed me. Anyway, what else is new with you before we get into some other fun things? That was a big story though. I mean, any thoughts on it before we move on, I guess?
I mean, I need to read this whole thing. So are they going to jail? Like, what's the deal? Like,
Lizzo's in jail. That's how fast it happened. Lizzo's in jail.
Oh, no.
And no, I mean, they're going to go to court for sure. We'll get a paycheck as they should. Yeah. I actually said yesterday that they need to get all of Lizzo's flutes. I was like, the least she can do is give them all her flutes. And then somebody, one of our listeners, because this is why I love doing this show, is that we have a professional in every field listening to us. And one of our Mish heads, a gentleman I've known, you know, he wrote, I'm a professional flautist and the most expensive flute is only $100,000, which really surprised me. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, violins can go in the tens of millions of dollars. Obviously it's a different art form and craft, but really interesting, no? Yeah, $100,000.
I mean, we could get together and own the world's most expensive flute.
We really could, like a timeshare in the Hamptons, except it's a flute. None of us know how to play.
Yeah, right.
You will never believe what Dan and I, we're like laughing. Everyone is just staring at us. Dan and I did something insane. We fell into some money. I really would rather not get into how, but we went halvesies on a $100,000 flute. It's like, do you know how to play? No, we just, you know what? I just thought, so here's something attainable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing I want to bring up, which is so wild, is that just last week we talked about Pee-wee's Playhouse and Pee-wee. Yeah. I mean, it's, isn't that wild that we just went on this whole tear about how I think normal kids had Barbie and G.I. Joe and then the freaks had Pee-wee.
Yeah.
It's, Everyone I know had Pee-wee. Everyone was so upset. All my most closest creative genius friends were all posting about the impact he had. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah. I mean, no, I didn't know exactly really how big he was. Like, I didn't know how popular he was. Like, for me, he's the best. And for, like you're saying, like people that I know, like, he's the best. But I was like, wow, he got like several articles in the New York Times and like front page and everything. I was like, okay. Like, I guess everybody loves Pee-wee. That's awesome.
It really was. I'm telling you, everyone who was in my, like, my improv friends from college, you know, just posting stuff about him. And it makes perfect sense. But and what's funny is I also spoke about him on the show earlier this week. But, you know, it's just a horrible loss.
Well, this friend of mine did not grow up in the U.S. Like, I don't know if that matters. But he's like, I've never seen anything Pee-wee. And I am open to learning. So, yeah. So I'm showing tomorrow night. I'm showing Pee-wee's Big Adventure at my house, and I like accidentally invited like 25 people.
You always do that. Show up, accidentally, you know, you should come over, Shirlene Quigley. Hello, ew. This is a perfect party for Shirlene.
She would know how to do this. Yeah.
Let me tell you, if anyone's gonna, yeah.
Where should everybody be?
Tetris, all that Dick and Dan's apartment, it's going to be Ms. Quigley, who will absolutely crack the case. We'll get him in there. You really have 25 people coming over. You're not going to be able to watch the movie with 25 people because people don't know how to shut the fuck up. You can never have.
I don't think they're all going to come. I don't know. I think it'll be like maybe 10 people.
I knew you were going to say 10.
Yeah.
You said, I don't think they're all going to come. Maybe 10 people. Listen, Shirlene, I know exactly what you're doing. I'm not a fan. Just subconsciously, you don't even know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, I don't know what to serve, though. I like tequila, obviously.
100%. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I could get some Mr. T cereal or anything by tomorrow. That'd be great.
Oh, my God. Mr. T cereal was so delicious. That I miss cereal so much. They don't really do cereal here, and it was so bleak for me. This is so embarrassing that I'm saying this, but whatever. After Shirlene, I feel like, you know, let's just go for it. It's actually so dumb, you're gonna be mad, but I had nothing really to eat for dinner. And the problem is, if you have your daily Activia, you can't have a second one. Don't ask how I know. It's just really not a good idea. But I buy the Activia that has like a cereal container on top. It has like delicious cornflakes that you mix into it. Mm-hmm. And I just popped off like two of the caps and had a bowl of cereal intended for the yogurt. I like put milk in it. It was delicious. It really hit the spot. It's what I wanted. But now I have two. This is so boring. Anyway, wait, I wanted to say something else on all this Activia chat got me mixed up.
I mean, I went out with somebody that works for like the like adult like protein cereal company, you know, that one that looks like Fruit Loop. It's like Magic Spoon.
Oh, Magic Spoon.
Yeah. Have you ever had
I have, and I'm not going to comment on it because your friend works there.
All right.
Okay. Now listen.
Enough
said. Well, I'll just put it this way. That Activia cereal, good. I'll leave it at that and we can move it along. What should you buy for your party? Well, tequila's a great thing. Some people don't drink tequila. You know, it's interesting. Everyone has that one liquor or alcohol that it's like the first time they got alcohol poisoning, essentially, that they'll never drink again. What's yours?
Yeah. Mine is actually tequila. Like, I didn't get like poisoned of it, but like that was the last of all the major liquors that I started actually getting into. Like, for a long time, I was like, I don't like the taste. It's too, but I was drinking bad tequila.
Well, but you've never had, there's no liquor or wine, champagne, anything where you got sick and you go, doesn't agree with me, you'll drink anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's some like disgusting. Oh, actually, I mean, when I was in college, there was a, you know how, well, when we, I rented the place, there was
I'm dying to know where this is headed. Yeah, go on.
A full bottle of this liquor in the freezer. And I was like, okay, cool. And it was like melon flavored liqueur.
Oh, like Midori or something. Uh-huh.
Maybe something. And so like, I looked it up and the only thing that came up was like, oh, make a caterpillar. What a classic cocktail. So I
don't, what is that? I don't, that sounds
good. I don't
good.
Even remember, but it was look like it the whole summer I was making caterpillars and like offering people caterpillars. And all that.
That's funny. You should do that tomorrow. That's like a very peewee drink, I feel. Caterpillar, yeah. It just sounds like wacky. Wait, let me see what's in it because I've actually never had one. Caterpillar drink. Here we go. Oh, it is green.
Yeah.
God, it's green.
Yeah.
Oh, caterpillars are disgusting. It's Malibu. No, like the actual animal, like a picture came up. It's, let's see, pineapple juice, Malibu rum, and blue curacao and a lime wedge.
Okay. Well, maybe this was a variation, easy. But
yeah. And sweet and sour mix. Okay. Because mine, you know, there's two that I can't drink.
What's
and
that?
Both of them kill me. One is gin. Cannot drink gin.
Oh, I like gin.
No, I know. I mean, most, you know, waspy people, most non-Jews drink gin. I feel like gin is not a Jewish drink. I don't know why I am saying that, but
okay.
I just, right. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
I
like,
get
a,
that.
To
I get
me,
that.
It's like old wasp.
Yeah. It's very
gin and tonic.
Great Gatsby. Yeah.
Exactly. It's very Connecticut to me. The reason why I don't drink gin, I just told someone the story actually. So maybe I'm just like stuck in a time loop, but I was on Atkins when I was in college or like right after college, Nothing in my tummy thought, went to some party, was like, I'm sure gin is on Atkins. Cause I was like, what, you know, what does it mean? Like juniper berry? Like what is it made out of? So I must've, I just had straight gin the whole night.
Ooh.
And famously, because I'm dumber than shit, you know this already. And then famously the next morning, I was a legal secretary at the time, unsexy secretary. And I was taking the train. I lived all the way uptown and my job was all the way downtown on Wall Street. So I was on the 2 train. And I remember the train leaving from Chambers Street. And I just had this moment because I'm not like one to often throw up. I'm not like Seinfeld levels. Like I will throw up, but it rarely happens to me.
Yeah.
And we left from Chamber Street and I thought, here go hell come. It's coming. And we stopped at Park Place. I had to bolt out in a trash can. And what I love so much about New York, what I do miss, no one cared. No one looked. I mean, it was, I was like the ghost, you know, what's that guy's name? Long Face and Ghost. On the train thing. No one cared about
right,
me.
Right. Okay.
You know, I could have been kicking cans just like an invisible lady, just cans flying. Like no one would have known that I was there. So that was nice. Right. And then champagne, famously, champagne.
Really?
Why is it that I can drink wine fine on wine? I mean, I can get a hangover on wine, but like I'm okay on it. And champagne makes me sicker than a dog. The worst hangovers of my life.
Yeah.
What? No, there maybe is more something, sugar.
Yeah, I think so. And like if it's not, I think a lot of times like they add stuff to it, especially if it's at a party where it's not really, really champagne. Like it has a ton of sugar. It has like some preservative or something in it. I'm actually
let me tell you,
completely out of my ass, but
I actually know. But you're like, and don't mix anything with it. I'm like, Dan. I was in Italy with my friend Allie.
Yeah.
And we were in Bologna. This was for New Year's, like probably about 7-8 years ago. Bologna is a very, very beautiful town. If you ever have a chance to go, it's really nice. It's very charming. It's like a college town, very pretty. Not a lot to do, but still nice. And they build this huge papier-mâché thing. There's no question I've told this story to you on the show, but why not? Let's rehash for the new listeners. This big papier-mâché like demon that they light on fire at midnight. But huge. It's like this size is probably like 40, 20, 30 feet high, something like that. So it's big.
Okay.
And I figured, well, we're going to be out in front of this demon. Let's go get bottles of champagne. So we have drinks, you know, this way we don't have to like worry about where we're getting drinks.
Right.
So we each got a bottle of champagne for ourselves. And Allie is like half my size, by the way. So I don't understand how she was so up out of bed. She had a whole day the next day. We'll get to that. So long story short, we were drinking and something happened to me. I also, by the way, I had no voice. Oh my God, this is all coming back to me now. I lost my voice. When you are a woman who is 6'1" and you lose your voice, I will tell you that it's a scary place. It's a scary place to be in because it just sucks. I'll leave it at that. And it's no fun. But anyway, long story short.
What does it have to do with being 6 foot one?
Because I sounded like a man. And I think that people.
Oh, I see.
Saying this in any like dig at myself at all, like, or at anyone or at anybody, but it genuinely, like, I think it made people stop, you know, it caused, I can only imagine, you know, what people have to go through on this horrible planet. But anyway, so long story short, so I was just drinking to like forget about my worries and my troubles.
Right.
Apparently on the way back to the hotel, do not remember this. I never also black out from drinking ever. I mean, this is also a while ago, but I stopped in front of a big group of police officers and told one of them that he looked like Robert De Niro, and everyone lost their minds. They were so excited. I have no memory of this. But Allie was like, you don't remember? I said, no memory. Came home, went to bed. I've never been as sick. I think that was the last time I've had champagne. What sucks about champagne is that it is the go-to drink. For example, if a restaurant wants to do something nice for you, or if you want to, if someone's congratulating you, I know that when I've had nice job things come in, you know, about 150 years ago, I would get champagne sent to me. And it would sit there. I just was like, I can't drink this. So I usually give it away, but it sucks. It just sucks. Please give me wine. If you want to give me anything, tequila, vodka, wine, happy as a clam, rest of the stuff, keep it away. That's like
so interesting. Yeah.
It's not that interesting. I don't know. I'm grasping at straws. You know, it's been a long week. I also have to save some energy for Joe's Pub. I only have so much to give. That's what I've realized.
What's on your, do you have like a rider at Joe's Pub? So no champagne.
No. Oh, I should have a rider. God, I never thought about it. Yeah. No, they'll bring me drinks on stage. You know, they're so nice to me there. I love the Joe's Pub crew. And I'm so excited to see everyone there. I know I started working on my show. I'm very productive this week.
That's fun.
I know. I'm like, wow, it feels good to be motivated about something. So that's been exciting. Yeah. And I was singing in my apartment earlier today. Just my voice. What was I singing? Blood Brothers. Do you know that musical? Do you not know Blood Brothers?
I don't know the musical.
The song Easy Terms. Look it up, people. It's fabulous with Kiki D. All right, let's get to some fun stuff. New York Times has an article that now I've not read it, so I'm going to read it with you. Tired of dating apps, people are now turning to Google Docs for dating. Did you see this?
Okay. This is another thing where I saw the headline, but I didn't read it yet. So this is good.
I love how informed our show is. First and foremost, our level of being informed. It's almost like being informed. Another great Broadway song. Writers of the online text profiles. Oh, this to me seems like hell, which can read like 1,000-word versions of the personal ads, hope for a more meaningful connection. Okay. But how are they finding each other?
Yeah.
Says after going through a breakup last year, Connie Lee rejoined the dating apps. She was ready, but she tried something new. Inspired by long resume-like dating bios she had seen others post online, she drafted her own.
Okay.
She drafted not more than fucking me. Because here's the
really
truth. You're never going to capture the essence of a person in anything until you meet them. So
yeah,
that's it. That is it. You can write all day, all freaking night.
Yeah. Mine should just be like, get to know me. And that's it.
That's it. Or just, yeah, like reach out. Let's chat, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really a proponent, although I think it is scarier for single women often in this department, but I am a proponent. If you like, you know, chat a bit, feel okay, this person is not like horribly misogynist or evil or scary or dumb, you know, all of those things. Right. It's like, okay, you've now passed at least the 3 red flag trial. Let's meet, because otherwise, how do you even know? How do you know? So 1,000 word profile, kill me. Oh my Lord. She moved. These are so fucking long. I can't with this. I'm scrolling. I'm sorry. No, this isn't good fodder. Yeah.
Oh boy.
It says, and also, how do they share it with one another is my question. Then is it only being shared through friends? The top dating app saw a slump in user growth last year. Yeah, because everyone's giving up, by the way. It's not because they're finding people. It's because they're done finding people.
Yeah.
I'm
well, nobody
telling
finds
you.
Anybody. Yeah. Like almost
nobody finds anybody. All right. Well, it's not for me. I'm glad we agree that shorter, the better.
Yeah,
certainly.
Yeah. I don't know. Like if it's funny, I like a smart ass profile, but then it's also a little off point. Like, oh, you're too funny for me. I'll leave you alone. Like a
really?
Fire too. Yeah. Yeah. If somebody's really like,
oh no, am
sarcastic,
I like that?
Then I'm like, I really like that.
God bless. No, wait, you're making me rethink everything. Sometimes I find, which I know, I try to dial it back a little bit. I mean, I obviously know, and everyone listening knows, like I'm a nightmare, but sometimes I find myself being like a little too funny, or like I have to dial it down a little bit because my instinct, just my go-to, is to be funny. But I realized like I should do that with you, my friend Dave, Ben, you know, like my people.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Like just wait a little bit. Like don't go there yet. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to switch over into like a dating code.
Dating code. All right, guys. That is the end of part one of the free episode of Midnight Snack. To hear the rest of the episode and also tune into daily episodes of The Michelle Collins Show, which include episodes co-hosted with my own mother, you can go to patreon.com/mishcall, MICHCOLL. There is a week-long free trial. You can dip in, dip out, see if you like it. I know you'll love it. And we'll see you over there. Bye, everybody. And that's the episode. We hope you loved it. Again, if you want to hear this show every single day, go to www.patreon.com/mishcall. MICHCOLL. You can also follow me on Instagram, X, TikTok, all the things. Mishcall, MICHCOLL. I'm running myself into the ground for content and I want you to be a part of it. So we'll see you over there. And thanks again for joining us. Bye, guys.